Ajahn, you spoke about putting it down and letting go and how to make it easier by being kind, how to just soften the pain through kindness. How does one actually do this in terms of practice? Teddy bear. Say you've got a tummy ache. Take the teddy bear and rub it on your tummy. Ah, that's really nice. It's amazing, just a little bit of kindness actually takes away so many of the aches and pains. Just like when I was a kid and when I used to play soccer in the streets because, you know, we couldn't afford no gardens or anything in London. So I'd go for a tackle, I was playing soccer, and I'd fall on the ground and scrape the skin off my knees. I was always having scabs on my knees. Then I grew up with those. But when I hurt, I'd run to my mother and she would kneel down and she would kiss it. Kiss the open wound with their mouth. And straight away the pain would disappear. You put a band-aid on quickly and then off playing soccer again the next minute. And it was amazing. I just took that for granted. That's what mothers did. They took pain away. And, you know, when later on when you started doing biology and learned how many germs there are in an open mouth, on a mouth rather, and they put all those germs right on your wound. Never ever got infected. But the amazing thing was, the pain went away. And it's only years later you realize that's the power of kindness. It takes pain away. And if no one else can do that for you, you do it for yourself. So if you've got a sort of a tummy ache or a headache, be kind to it. You know, take your hand and just stroke it there. Got a headache? Nah, never mind. Get teddy bear and give it a kiss. Whatever it is, any act of kindness takes the pain away, and that's just the law of nature. So you can take the teddy bear, if you're feeling really upset, you can take your teddy bear to bed, tuck it in with yourself. It just goes back to the time when you were a kid, when it's nice and soft, nice memories, nice and cuddly. That's why I have teddy bears here. I have two